Don't fake it, just bust a move. This joint is gonna get you in the mood.
Yes! It's the Koi Pond. I'm Joe Foy. I made it, Mom. I don't care. I'm done. I don't need validation anymore. I made it, Mom. Woo! That's it. Thank you. That's all I get. One clap. No, two claps. Two claps. Nick gave me a clap, too. Kind of. Okay, let me tell you what happened. Well, first of all...
have you been, man?
Well, can I just introduce you first? We have a very special guest sitting in the Koi Pond, diving into the Koi Pond, jumping into the Koi Pond. This man basically flies around the world with the guy that pays all the bills, Adam Carolla. And I have to say, what is wrong with me today? Chris Laxamana.
You should have just not introduced me.
Well, I'm just saying, you're a big deal here at the Carolla Show.
Thanks, man. You know, I've been dipping my feet in the Koi Pond for long enough. I think it's about
time for you to branch out.
Yeah, dive in, you know?
But you've been jumping around the Koi Pond a lot, and then you felt the need to actually get inside it.
Yeah.
A little skinny dip.
Water's warm.
Feels good. It does feel good in here.
Thanks for having me.
How many years has it been with Carolla?
I've been here for over 5 years, so like between 5 and 6.
And you basically do everything for Adam, don't you?
I do everything.
How did you get the gig first?
I was a sound guy.
And where?
For bands, like I would do shows. Uh-huh. I would do at colleges. I would do live plays, things like that. And then I would just man the soundboard, and then I did a lot of recording.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, they needed a sound guy, so one of the guys who worked here hit me up asking if I want to be on Adam Carolla's podcast.
Someone from here?
Yeah. One of his interns asked me, "Hey, do you want to come work on Adam Carolla's podcast?"
Uh-huh.
And my response was, "I don't know what a podcast is, or I don't really know who Adam Carolla is."
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I just wasn't in that world.
Yeah. And how many years ago? That was 5?
Yeah, that was 2000.
That was right at...
Oh, maybe 6, because, yeah, that's 2010.
2010. That's right around when Adam Carolla hated Filipinos.
Yeah.
No, that was right around
very convenient time.
I don't know. I'm starting to question.
But now I can't get fired, though. I know that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know why? The Philippines would uprise. And you've seen our president.
I'm good to go.
You've seen our president, the Philippines.
Yeah.
There would be a headhunt for Adam.
Yeah, you know
public,
how...
Public. He would let the public shoot him, and he would reward them.
Yeah, you know how people running for president or running for office, they'll kiss the baby?
Yes.
The animal just hold me up and kiss my cheek in front of the Filipinos.
That'd be so cute. That'd be so cute. Nick?
What's cracking?
Are you happy with our guest today, Chris Laxamana?
Super excited about it.
He's cool. A smart, talented
kid. This is
kid.
What you call a get, Joe.
This is, yeah.
Good get.
This is a good get. That intern's gone, right, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
That intern sucked.
Nobody wants him.
First of all, if you have a good gig, don't tell another dude about your good gig. What are you, stupid? You're stupid. I don't know who your friend is, but you're stupid. I hope you're listening.
Oh,
you're stupid.
His name's Logan. He's a good guy.
Chris got rid of him.
Yeah. But
Did you fire him?
You
got the gig and then you fired him.
No, we worked here together and then he quit.
Where'd he go? Where'd he end up going?
CBS.
CBS? He's at a fucking pharmacy?
CBS.
Logan, clean up on aisle 6, please. I used to work for Carolla, man. Yeah, just clean up the broken jar of peanut butter, please.
Yeah, that can only get you so far.
It can only get you so far. Dude, my sister got married.
I know. Hey.
She got married this past weekend. And it was a long weekend.
I was watching the snaps.
Yeah, man. It was a long weekend.
Were you in the wedding?
Yeah. I was one of the groomsmen.
Ooh.
And of course, you know, she married, she married a very dark man.
Like his soul's dark? Oh.
Yeah, black. Like his soul's dark. Like he has evil thoughts. No, he's black. That's all. I'm black. There's one thing I need to tell you before you marry me. I'm black.
Oh, man.
That's what he said just before. That's what he said all the time, too, when he met my sister. I mean, before I take you out on a date, I just want you to know one thing. I'm black.
Those vows must have been really uncomfortable.
Before we make love, there's one thing I really need to tell you. I'm black. Hey, Gemma, before we co-sign on this house, I want you to know one thing. I'm black. Is that racist, what I'm doing right now?
No. Why is that racist?
It's not racist, right?
You didn't say anything wrong.
What size condom do I need? I'm black.
I thought there's gonna be like celebratory music right there.
Oh!
Yeah.
Do we have celebratory music, Nick?
Yeah! I messed up again.
I don't know how to... Oh, and so did Nick. I say it wrong every time. What is wrong with me, Nick? What's wrong with me?
Yeah, it's a call. You want the call and response.
Yeah,
you're doing the response, but I'm doing the call.
I'm doing the response and response. When you say something, you say something.
When I
something,
say something, you say something.
All right, let's do it again. Go.
When I say something, you say something.
Yes, I got it now.
Ooh,
and I'm hyped.
Yeah, I'm beyond the hype. That's how the wedding went down.
So take us through it. I mean,
all right, so this is what happened. God, I'm about to put my sister. No, I don't want to do that. Should I put all that stuff out there?
Just the stuff that you think. You don't have to put any drama.
Nah, I'm not going
to
put any
drama. I don't feel like listening to
drama. Yeah, I don't
want
to rain on my sister's parade. She married a beautiful man by the name of Andre Simmons. They've known each other for, God, since high school.
He's a cool dude.
He's a really cool guy. Yeah, he's such a cool dude.
Yeah.
And my favorite gift, Nick, he's 6'4", tall black guy, plays basketball. You know what I mean? And she...
We knew by tall black guy.
Oh, that he played basketball?
You don't need to be redundant.
Do I play basketball? I'm black. I was born with a basketball. She married him, and then of course on her side, my sister's side, she has a sister. Okay, Gemma's adopted. We adopted Gemma. I don't think I've told her.
I don't think I did. You know that, Nick?
No.
I didn't.
Well, Gemma's adopted. I've known her since she was like 12. So she's my sister.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but she also has family in the Philippines that is gradually coming over here. And her sister finally got to the States after about 30 something years.
Hey.
Yeah. So now she's here and she was at the wedding, which is beautiful. What a beautiful moment for her to finally get to the States.
How close are they?
You know, I'm closer,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
You're physically around a lot more. Yeah.
So we have more of that bond, but I mean, family's family. You can tell that they're sisters when you look at their face. They have identical faces. But she, you know, her wedding present was a sketch, like a charcoal sketch that she had done in the Philippines. And she framed it when she came to the States, and she gave it to Andre. And Andre goes, hey, look what Gemma gave, Gemma's sister, her name's Gina. Look what Gina gave us for our wedding present. And he showed me the charcoal drawing. No, no crickets, Nick. No, this is what happened. I looked at the picture and I go, oh, it's a picture of my sister with Michael Jordan. And I felt so bad because it was Andre.
Oh, that makes more sense.
Yeah. It would make much, like, why didn't I just assume that was Andre in the picture with my sister? Why did I say Michael Jordan?
The Jumpman pose might have threw you off.
I didn't understand why they put Andre's head on the Jumpman pose.
I thought it was Andre.
You would have known it was Andre?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a wedding gift. Here's you with another man.
So what I did was racist.
No. Okay, it was charcoal.
I know Nick for sure would have said Michael Jordan.
I mean, is she a big Michael Jordan fan?
She doesn't even know who Michael Jordan is.
Okay, then maybe possibly.
Yes, possibly very racist. It was a good wedding. Yo, I stepped it up. So it was an outdoor wedding, okay, and it was on my, it was on family's ranch. And they set up all these tables and chairs where she's going to walk down the aisle and all that. And they had all the light fixtures so it'll blow up. the spot so we can see where the, you know, see the wedding at night. And then off to the right was a reception, which was beautiful. All the tables were laid out and all that. The lights, the generator broke. So we can't, everyone's sitting in their chairs and waiting for her to walk down the aisle, but we can't because no one can see it. And the videographer was there, the camera lady was there, and we couldn't do anything. So I just made the executive decision. Well, check this out. Listen to this, Nick.
Crazy.
One of the kids at the wedding, this kid must have been about 13 years old, right? He goes, just get all the cars and pull up alongside the chairs and turn their headlights on.
And they were going to.
You like that?
Yeah.
So they start pulling up cars. Like five cars pull up with the headlights. You know what it looked like? Looked like a bunch of people with headlights on them.
Just really harsh.
Yeah, harsh, blinding lights. And then the aisle down the middle, can't even see. It's complete darkness now. I run to my sister who's sitting inside the SUV, and she's in her outfit and stuff, and she's sad. You know what I mean? She's been waiting for this moment. Like, she just wants to walk down an aisle. And I go, Gemma, please don't do this. It's going to look horrible. You know what I mean? You don't want to walk down this aisle with a bunch of headlights in the shot. These people are blinded. It's dark down the middle. Nothing's going to come right. Let's move this to the reception area. I'll move all the tables. I'll make a fake little aisle. All whatever you need. Let's do it in there because it's beautiful in there. And she didn't want to do it because it was a reception area. And I'm like, Gemma, believe me, it'll look beautiful. It'll look intimate. It'll look beautiful. Yes, it's not going to look traditional, but I guarantee it's going to look great. Just let me do it. And she just last second, she was so sad. She goes, all right, go. And I fucking ran,
man.
I ran to that reception area. I got all my friends. You know, John Cruise Tuck was there.
Oh.
And he had his guy, and he's like, this is the funniest thing. He goes, dude, I'm your muscle, whatever you need. I go, dude, move all these tables down the middle and make an aisle, right? Then I started grabbing all these little stakes that they stuck in the ground with these lanterns, and I go, make these lanterns go straight down the middle, like a straight aisle. You know what I mean? That's what she's going to walk down. And then everyone was sitting, because they were round tables, you know, it was like a banquet era. And everyone's sitting at the tables and like facing each other. I'm like, she's getting married over there. Everyone, turn your seats towards where she's going to get married. So right. I made everyone turn their seats. Then that aisle that I made, I go, everyone put their seats up against the aisle and fill it in so it looks like everyone's looking forward. You know what I mean? Like, and I made everyone line up down the middle of this aisle, man. I got this thing done in about 15 minutes tops, bro. And here comes my sister down the middle of this aisle. It was the most beautiful thing ever, man. Beautiful. In fact, that's where she should have got married. And everyone was saying it. Like, it was so beautiful in there. And but I was like, I was not going to let this thing fail. I was like, nope, not on my watch. We are not going to do this ugly, man. She's been waiting her whole life. We're going to make this beautiful. And you should have seen it. It was so beautiful, man. Like the dance, you know, because the reception has a dance floor.
Yeah.
That's where they got married. On top of that, and I put the, you know, I put the thing, the whatever, the altar, you know, where they kneel and all that. Man, it looks so good. Well, I grabbed some chairs and wrapped it around the dance floor because it was a round dance floor. So her bridesmaids and their groomsmen were wrapped around, you know what I mean? And then the priest was in the middle. Yo, I killed it, bro.
That's a cool story.
It was so amazing. Like, I was so proud of myself.
And think about it. What if the wedding went the way it did? We got married over there.
Yeah.
Danced over there.
Yeah.
But now you had to figure things out.
Bro, we had to figure it out. And I kept looking at that reception area, and I'm like, it's got to go over there. Like, that is the perfect light. That's the only way we're going to hit these shots. You know what I mean? It's going to look beautiful. Yes, we're going to ruin your reception area and all that, whatever comes after, but who cares? The most important part is you walking down that aisle in your dress. And if that's what we need to do to get that shot and that video part, you know what I mean? Then we got to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I stepped it up, man. I was so proud of myself.
There's like a weird chemical thing that goes on inside of you, I think, when you get in that mode of,
yep,
I have to, I am now going to fix this.
Bro, I swear to God, that was me.
Yeah.
I'm not even joking, man. Like, it came to the point where, like, if I saw someone sitting crooked, I'm like, not mad, but just looking at him, like, look, I need you to face forward. This is very important. Yeah,
there's no other option.
There's no option. Yeah. We have to do it this way. I bought my nephew a suit that day, right? For the wedding. And he's going to use it for his formal. You know what I mean? He's like 15 years old.
Ooh, yeah, that'll go a long
way. And these stakes, man, they drove these things into the ground with hammers. I'm ripping them out. You know what I mean? and we didn't have time to hammer them in. So I was making the kids line up and hold it with their hands. You know what I mean? And then, and Chris, I gave him one and he's kind of like leaning it on his shoulder. I go, Chris, I'm yelling from the other side. I go, hold it straight up and make sure it's all lined with all the other lamps. Right? And then he goes, holy. I go, I bought you that suit. Do what I say. And everyone started laughing, man. But I want to show you the picture, man. I want to post the picture too, because it really did come out beautiful, man. I was so proud of myself and like family, you know what I mean?
Did MJ have a good time?
But like, yo, who?
MJ.
Oh, man. MJ had a blast, man. I mean, he had a game to play.
Yeah.
Golf. But I mean, but yeah, look at these pictures, man. Seriously. And this is me. Look at that.
Oh, wow.
And that's me sitting down.
The lighting is great over there.
Exactly.
Great for photos. It was like a great night,
man.
I'm seeing a picture of Joe's sister.
Look at that. Isn't that great? Look at the bridesmaids.
Yeah,
you got to post
these.
I am, man. And yo,
yeah,
I mean, I came through on this one, man. I was so proud of myself. I was like, I'm not going to let my sister go down like that. I mean, look at that, man. You know what I mean?
That's beautiful.
Right?
That's beautiful.
Like, it was one of I was so proud of myself.
Like the
Seriously.
Liam Neeson of wedding planning.
Bro, like the MacGyver of wedding planners.
Yeah.
Like, straight up MacGyver, dude. Like, I envisioned that whole thing, man. I was like, I saw it in my head. I was like, I know how this can be beautiful. Like, this, we can make this happen, Gemma. And she literally, like, in the car, she was like, tearing up, and she was just so sad because she wanted to walk down that aisle. You know, that traditional look. You know what I mean? And I'm like, Gemma, I'm going to make it look just like that. Like, you're not even going to notice those tables. Like, believe me on this one, man. And I did it, bro. Like MacGyver. Like MacGyvered my sister's wedding, man.
Oh, I'm so proud of you.
Dude, she was so happy. Like, literally, she was ear to ear with it. She was like, good. Thank you so much. Oh. Like, she thought it was over with. I'm like, nope. Sorry, Gemma. Not on my watch.
That's what I'm saying. There is no other option. No. You got to make it happen.
Yeah. You know what's pissing me off? No one else was thinking. And by the way, who listens to a 13-year-old child? Like all these grown adults, you know what I mean? This kid goes, oh, just pull all the cars up alongside the lawn and just turn the headlights on. That's all we need to do. And one of the uncles go, oh, that's very smart. Let's go get the cars. And I'm like, what are you guys doing? No, that's awful. We're not going to do that. We're going to go over there into the reception. We're going to turn that thing into a wedding reception.
Everyone's
that's what we're going to do.
Batteries are dead at the end of the night.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah. Like that's what he should have said. Yeah. Everyone grab their iPhones and turn the light on.
When you said reception area, I was like, how are you going to get the cars in there, though?
Exactly. Dude, I'm telling you, Nick, yeah, go to Joe Coy, at Joe Coy, or go to Jem and Dre 2016 wedding. That's the hashtag. And check out the photos, man. It came out great.
I saw some of the photos because they're on the Discover Instagram thing. Like, I see them. I've been seeing them there. And, yeah, just the Snapchat posting. I didn't even know any of that happened. I just thought, oh, that's a beautiful wedding.
Right?
I didn't even think about that.
I pulled that off. I'm taking 100% responsibility for this.
Wedding planner, Joe.
I killed it, bro. I came with it.
I don't doubt it, man. And, the headlight thing... Yeah,
Who listens to a kid? Who the hell listens to anything that comes out of a 13-year-old's mouth?
You know, I did the headlight thing when I went camping a couple months ago.
What'd you do?
I was with Jen, and we were pitching a tent. We get to the site. It's pitch black.
Oh, yeah.
But this is a case where there are a lot of people camping.
This turned into a hot story quick. I'm with Jen in the woods, and I'm pitching a tent. Grab the headlights. Yeah. Yeah, so me and Jen... We're in the woods, right? And it's dark. Like I don't see nothing. And there I go. I start pitching a tent. And you know what I did? You know what I did? Nick, you know what I did?
What'd you do, Joe?
What'd you do?
I pitched. Oh, hey, Jen.
Hi.
You know I know it's dark. And I know we're in the woods, but I just want you to know I'm pitching a tent right now.
Oh yeah.
You want to get inside this tent?
Yeah, I love the way you pitch your tents.
Oh. You know, your last boyfriend had like a 8-person tent.
Yeah, he was a terrible guy.
Yeah, and your boyfriend after that, he had like a 4-person tent.
How many people are in this tent?
Like a small child.
Small child.
Yeah, like an 11-year-old, but an almost a teen. You know what I mean? So it's a bigger than a normal kid, but smaller than a a small adult. You know what I'm, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right, yeah.
I'm like, pitching a very individual tent.
For just you?
For us.
For us?
Yeah. For us. What'd you think of that? Really? Why is it always got to go to crickets, Nick?
It was outside. I was trying to add ambiance. But it was over.
Oh, okay. I get it. I get it. She didn't want it, huh?
Yeah, well,
you pitched the tent.
I pitched the tent. Well, I don't go camping a lot. I didn't realize I didn't know how to pitch a tent.
Yeah.
And it's pitch black. There's a bunch of other campers around us, so you know, we don't want to be too loud or anything, and Jen just says, "Hey, Chris, I can't see anything. The iPhones aren't doing too good. Let's just turn on the headlights of the car. Brilliant. We'll do it right in front."
Oh my god. Brilliant.
And I'm thinking,
that Jen.
Everybody's
Nick, yeah, hold on. I don't mean to, you know, sit on your story, bro, but
no.
Right, Nick?
She's the MacGyver of
she
camping.
Is a MacGyver. She's the MacGyver camping. Because you would have been walking around, thumbing around your little Samsung.
I was figuring it out.
So what? Then you turn the headlights on.
Well, I tell her, I don't think so. We should do that because there are people sleeping. It's going to shine right through everybody's tents in the campsite. You know, I don't want to wake everybody up. It's the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just didn't want to. We're going to be here for a couple of days. I didn't want to get any bad blood with our neighbors.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to say, I don't think we should do that. And she says, just for a little bit, just turn it on, pitch a tent, we'll turn it off. No big deal.
Yeah.
Thought, all right. That's
what happened?
Fine. So she goes to the car, and she hits the headlights, and they shine about 40 feet straight through, and they hit this tree, this big, huge tree that we didn't even know was there.
Oh, man.
And it just hits all the way and stops at this tree. At the very end of the tree, there are these two chicks squatting, peeing.
Oh, like, man.
Like, their eyes are glowing. Their eyes, like, they look like raccoons, like you just caught them, and they're just both squatting, and it's just, so Jen's frozen, I'm frozen, we're just staring at these two girls peeing, staring back at us, and then
that's so fun, and they can't stop.
They can't.
Yeah, they can't
and
stop
there's nothing
pee.
More vulnerable looking than a girl peeing.
Peeing
not in a toilet, you know?
Just, not in a toilet. She's so vulnerable. She has nowhere to go.
That's where they go, and then just one of them just goes after like 20 seconds.
Yeah, it's always 20 seconds. Here, hold on. I'll be you be the girl, okay?
Okay.
But wait 20 seconds before. So
I'm
the lights
wait
are
20. Maybe it's a little
no,
longer
no, let's
than
do
that.
20. So the headlights just came on. You're the girl, you got the raccoon eyes and you're peeing. You ready? Here.
Can you please turn those off?
When she stops talking, the pee stops. That's keep going, so... go.
Can you please turn those headlights off? I really have to go and can you at least go to low beam, your low beams. Oh god, so gross. Yeah,
well, it turns into a puddle. Because they can't move. When a guy pees, he can he can crop dust. You know what I mean? Like he can just knock out.
I can pee and walk.
I can pee and walk, bro.
It's really nice.
But a girl has to be in like a stance. She's got to be on a
it's
level.
It's unfortunate. I don't think I'm better. I just feel bad that they don't have that opportunity.
They don't have that opportunity.
It's so it feels great.
And you know what sucks too, dude? They have to find level ground because when they start to pee, it forms into a little river. It'll go towards their foot. Now they're stuck.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Now they're peeing on their foot, and they don't want to pee on their foot. It's the hills doing it.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel so bad. Yeah, let's create something for them.
There has to be
like a funnel. It's a portable funnel. You know what I mean? And then you could like put it right on there, and then it turn like they can stand and do it.
I think that there's something like that.
Oh, there is.
I don't. Yeah. I don't
so we
know
can't
how,
invent it. Like maybe
it's,
a disposal
it's
one.
Caught on. Yeah, but being as a girl, it's not fun. It's one of the biggest mysteries. I think.
It is the biggest mystery because you have to go into the squat formation.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I just go. I could walk.
You know
forward,
what I do?
Walk backwards.
You know what I do? This is what I'll do for my girlfriend. When she squats and pees, I'm going to squat and pee right next to her. We're going to suffer together. And I'm going to look at her while we're both peeing in the squat position. And
no,
I'm gonna be
don't
like,
break eye contact.
Do you have the, like a water sound effect or something like? Maybe you can be my girlfriend, Chris. Is this too dirty?
No.
No. Okay.
Everybody pees.
Yeah, everyone pees.
Yeah.
It's a way of life. I pee 6 to 7 times a day.
I don't even know how
sometimes
many times
8.
I go. Might be somewhere around there.
Yeah, it's probably 8 or 9 times now that I think about it. You found one, Nick? No? How long have you been with your girl now?
A year and a half.
Where'd you meet her at?
Just friends, mutual friends.
God, that's the best way to meet her.
Yeah,
right?
We went to high school together.
Oh.
Yeah, she probably just thought I was just like that dreamy guy that was out of her league. And then,
that just cracked me. That is the funniest thing you've ever said.
Oh, man.
Nick, did you hear that? Nick, oh, my God. So you think she came to the party, looked at
Yeah, why not? I was a cool dude in high school.
Oh, dude, I can only.
I wore the best puka shells.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, you were very Hawaiian.
I was pretty Hawaiian.
But she looked across, like, the living room area at this house party, and, like just everything went blurry except for you. You were, like, in HD.
I mean, all the cars lined up facing.
Oh, all the cars were lined up with their headlights.
That's what it felt like. You know, in those movies where she's just sitting still and everyone else just moving super fast.
What it was like?
That's probably what it was like.
Oh, yeah. For her?
Yeah, for her.
How was it for you? You were trying to get the ping pong ball into the red cup.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. You were totally oblivious what was going around you.
Yeah.
Do you have that sound effect? Oh, go for it. This is us. You and I.
I gotta go.
No, hold on. Let's just be together. Come on. Don't worry about it. You know what? I'm going to squat down just like you. All right? Here we go. Let's do this. Hey, we're a team, boo. There, there you go. Oh, sorry. I didn't have that. There. See? It's not that bad, right? It's kind of crazy. Oh.
Oh. I drank a lot of
Fiji. So did I. Yeah. Wow. Hey, that smells like coffee.
Yeah, I drink coffee.
Too. Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah. There you go. There you go. I love you, honey. I love you.
I love you.
I'm not done. I'm not done. God. It's going towards my foot. It's going towards my foot.
You get used to it.
What do you mean get used to
it? You get used to it.
No. That's better. Oh, nope. There we go. All right, I'm done. Oh,
nope. Well,
there.
Hey, oh, that was me. That was me.
Oh, is that you or me?
That was me.
Okay. This hill's made out of metal, I think. That was good. Was that good, Nick?
Yeah, this tin hill.
That was one of my favorites. Do you love being in a relationship?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's nice, right?
Do you love being in love?
Yeah, I love being in love.
You do?
I love being in love.
When you see her, are you in love? Like when you see her, when you look her in the face, you're like, oh, I love this girl.
Yeah. Oh, it's a great feeling.
It is, huh?
Yeah.
That's how I feel when I look at Amy. I'm like, oh, God, this girl.
Yeah.
This girl. I've known her a long time.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, I knew that because...
I've known her almost 11 years.
Oh, my God.
Yep. And then we finally were just like, what are we doing? Like, why do we keep doing this little Harry Met Sally type deal? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's stupid.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't know how good it is, right?
Yeah.
Like, what is wrong with people? Especially me. More me than anything. But I'm blessed to even... her giving me the opportunity. So thank you Lord. That's what I'm gonna do every day. Thank the Lord. How about you? Same thing?
Yeah. Exactly the same thing.
Did you hate dating?
I didn't mind dating too much. I didn't date a whole bunch or anything, so
yeah. I don't like it.
I think it's just because I was so good at it, so every girl I dated just wanted to, you know.
Yeah.
Wanted to.
What do you like? What do you like?
Put a ring on it.
Yeah. There's so many things that like turn me off with a girl. That's just like it gets done quick.
Hmm.
Like, but I mean, it's like things like the perfume you wear or something like. Oh God! Like, what is?
Oh,
that?
Yeah, that's
like,
a deal breaker. What are the deal breakers? What are your deal breakers?
Deal breaker for me, hard perfumes, like hard heavy. Like, it comes into the car before she gets in the car.
And it stays there. Yeah.
And it's just like, I just rather have a natural smell. Like, what do you smell like?
Yeah, humans do have a natural smell.
Yeah, just like the smell of, and you know what else I hate? Heavy makeup.
I don't think anybody likes heavy makeup.
Well, then why are there so many girls with heavy makeup?
I think
makeup?
The girls do it for the other girls because I always say that too. I prefer little to no makeup.
Yeah. Like that's how a girl should look.
You don't take as long to get ready. You don't have to worry about it. You save money. Like, it's win-win all around.
Yeah.
I don't like heavy makeup.
I like girls that well, the one that I have. Obviously.
Oh yeah, yeah,
but you know what I mean. She's like she got it. She got that package, and she knows it. The total package. Like she ain't got to flaunt it 24/7. But right. when you want to see it, get ready. Get ready for a head turner. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh.
All right. Yeah, that calls for that horn. But you know what I'm talking about, right? Like she doesn't. She don't need to get all done up just to go to Target.
Yeah.
That girl.
Oh, I love that.
I love it. And then she's still dope, like with a hoodie on. You're like, oh, I love you.
Wear my clothes.
Yes. You're hot.
Yeah.
What do you mean that's no makeup? Really? You wake up like this? Oh, my God. Do we have that song? Do you have that song?
What song?
I woke up like this. Mm. I woke up like this. Yeah. I woke up like this. Yeah. I don't even know if that's how the song goes.
I don't know if I know.
What's
that
the
one.
Song that you would give your girlfriend? What kind of song? What's the song, her theme song that you think, not what she thinks? What's a good song to best describe your lady?
You know, there's a just because this song reminds me of her. One of them would be there's a song by Sam Cooke called "Nothing Can Change This Love."
Ooh,
yeah, it's good.
I like that.
Yeah.
You're still learning your guitar?
Yeah, still learning the guitar.
Yeah?
Yeah. I wish you'd jam sometime.
You want to do it now?
Right now?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It's,
what, you're nervous?
No, it's all the guitar's all the way in my office. I just...
How far is his office, Nick? How far is Chris's office from the studio?
I could have that guitar in no time.
Like how many? Like is I'd it like 30 minutes? A 30-minute drive? You got to get on the 405 Chris to his is, office? His office.
Oh, it's less than that, I'd say.
What do you say?
Oh, I'd almost guarantee it's less than that.
What would you say? An actual like amount of time? What would be the actual amount of time? If you were to GPS it and it said walking distance from studio to his office.
It'd have a less than 1 minute. Less than.
Like a minus 1 minute?
Yeah.
Like you can get it that fast?
Mm-hmm.
I say we get it. I say we try this. Normally we do this with AJ.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. It feels
you know
weird.
What? Today,
am I going solo today?
I think you need to try. I think you need to test yourself sometimes.
All right, let's go to break and we'll
let's
come
go
back.
To break and we'll be right back with some Chris Laxamana. He's got to tune his guitar. I wish you guys can actually see what's going on right now. We're talking about Chris, the producer of the Corolla Show, and of course mine and his resume. You can get
resume.
You can get resume on iTunes, Podcast One, Corolla Digital. And listen to resume and listen to Chris interview people about,
all the old jobs.
All the jobs.
We talked to you about working at Barnes & Noble and Nordstrom and
You talked to Adam about where his starting come from.
Just talked to the band Pepper.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a Pepper.
What's the latest episode?
Pepper.
Okay, so make sure you guys get that. It's on iTunes. Chris Laxamana. That's iTunes. His pod's very good. I was about to ask you something real quick, and I forgot. Doggone it. I'm so mad at myself right now. I'm, like, so mad right now. Now this is all dead space, huh? Can we fix it?
Yeah, whatever you want to do.
Can we fix this? Just mark it? Do you mind?
Yeah.
And, like, kill this dead space?
You just want to come back from break again? We did nothing.
Was that funny what we did up front?
We didn't do anything yet.
We didn't? Okay, let's come back from break right now. Yeah. Chris Laxamana,
woo!
I'm so happy you're on, man.
Oh,
and guess what we got?
Good.
Go ahead and strum it a little bit. Give him a nice strum. Yep. Oh, you know what that sounded like? That strum, like a Mexican mobster.
I'm here looking for a gringo. Did anyone see a gringo? I've walked many miles to come to this bar because I hear that there's a suspicious gringo. He was with my sister a long time ago, and they have a child together he does not know about, and I'm here to let him know. I'm here to let the gringo know. So does anyone know where the gringo is before I get mad? Really mad. Gringo. In theaters now, August 2016, The Gringo. Where's the gringo?
What'd you think of that?
I'd watch it.
I'd watch it. Was that good?
Yeah, it was like Scarface out west.
Yeah, it was like Scarface Mexican.
Mexican Scarface.
Mexican Scarface.
That's all. It works.
We were talking about love.
Oh, love.
All right, do you hate talking about love?
I don't know. I'm fine with it.
You know what I love about now, 2016? This is what I love about love right now. For the past 5 years, I think love and the whole idea of love has been, I don't want to curse, crapped on. Like, I think media and celebrities and the gossip and the reality TV has killed the power of love and love just in general. Like, it just doesn't exist anymore.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's weird. It's a weird concept now.
It is a weird concept to people, and they don't believe in it anymore. And I think now that it's been trashed so much, I think people are going back to that. What do you think? Like, yeah. I feel like, nah, man. Nah, I believe in love, dude. Like, I believe in two people, being together for until they die. That exists, man. It exists in the past and it exists now. Like,
it's tried and true.
Yeah, man. And I feel like media has trashed it so hard. Like, it's like a brainwash. It's like a form of brainwash. Like, they're trying to brainwash the youth today. And like, oh, don't get married. That no one gets married anymore. You can have a baby out of wedlock. It's fine. I don't know about all that. I think it's harder work. I think. You know what I mean? Like, me and my ex are doing it, and we're the best of friends because we're both mentally stable. Yeah. You know what I mean? That takes a mental capacity. I can't even explain what kind of mental capacity you need to be able to raise a child functionally and civilly. With your ex. That's hard.
I couldn't even imagine.
It is that, so hard. Like, so anyone to think that's possible to do? No, it's not. It is possible. It's very possible. But it's harder.
Yeah.
Very hard. It's hard work, man.
You have to make an effort.
Yeah, man.
For it to work.
And I'm not, and I'm talking about any, the husband and the wife need to be together, I think, personally. And if not, then they need to be together mentally. That's what I'm saying. Is that wrong to say?
No.
So, yeah, you can get a divorce and raise a kid, but you need to be mentally strong, like 1,000 times stronger than you were when you guys were together.
Oh, I bet.
1,000 times. Because me and my ex are like, this is better than if we were together. Like, my son has the best of both worlds. He has got two great parents that are best friends raising a cool kid. I mean, he's the most, like, out of my entire family, he has the most functional family setting out of my entire family. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so, I don't know. I love is coming back, man. You know what I mean? I think eventually women are going to be like, hey, I miss that whole chivalry thing. You know?
Oh, yeah.
I kind of miss that.
Dude,
there's going to be guys that are going to be like, I miss doing that for a woman.
I open the car door every single time for a girl.
I think you should.
And it's still weird, like, for them. Like, whoa.
What
is this?
What is that called? It's called being a gentleman.
What are you doing?
That exists. There's gentlemen out there.
Yeah.
And they do exist. There's no reason for people to just, like, that whole mentality. Like, I get it, man. But, like, you got to take it to that next level to where, we don't need that. And the guys are like, I don't need that chick. Like, I don't know. I love is big. Love is grand. I love it so much. I love being where I'm at. It's a good place. It's healthy.
Mm-hmm.
It's very healthy.
You look a lot better, too.
I do, man.
Not that you look bad before, but just there's a you're radiant.
Yeah, because your mental is healthy. You know what I mean? When you're not thinking. Like, hey, no disrespect. If you're on that date stuff, and you're out there trying to get it as much as you can get, like, mentally, you're kind of, like, drained and exhausted because you're constantly trying to figure out how to get this, how to get that, who to talk to, here's that.
They're different things, yeah. I mean, your mindset's different in both.
So, okay, I see what you're saying. Like, mentally, you're probably in a different place.
Yeah.
So it works for you at that time. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, when you're dating around, I mean,
that's just what it is.
What it is, yeah.
But I think it's better when you're in love. I feel like, you're just in a happier setting. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel more focused now.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of mushy, what I'm talking about, right? Is it too mushy, Nick?
It's how you're feeling right now. It's beautiful, brother.
Yeah, thank you. Beautiful. Yeah. Thank you, brother.
It's all about love.
That's a good title for a song that you come up with off the top of your head.
But I already have one written.
Oh, you already have one written. Okay.
Called It's All About Love.
No, you don't.
Yeah, and it goes a little...
A little something like this. I'm liking it already. Chris Loxamana. It's all about love. You know, that one moment where you meet that special someone and you just know.
It's all about love. And all about love. It's all about love, 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 love. It's all about love. It's all about love. It's all about la 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 la. Oh, when I thought that love didn't exist, it did, it did. Everybody told me not to worry about it. Open car doors for the girls and walk on the right side of the street.
If you're gay, you can, you know, the girl or a guy, whatever.
And it don't matter to me, because it's all about love.
Love, 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 love,
love.
It's all about love, la 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 la.
It's all about
love. L-O-V-E, love. You know, when I take my girl out, I always say, I love you. And she always responds by saying, love you too. And then we have a good time as we reminisce about the old good times over some wine. Ah, 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 ah. Drinking and having a good time, though, with a girl that I like to call my. It's all about love.
Love, 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 love.
It's all about love. It's all about la 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 la. All about love.
Love.
L-O-V-E, love.
Hey, calm down, everybody.
Dude, that was the best.
Yeah, I was down a while back.
Oh, my God. Chris, that was amazing. That was like the most. Nick, come on.
That was amazing.
That was so amazing. How good are we?
Dude.
That was one of the best. I think that was one of the best songs we've ever written. Hands down. Chris Loxamana, what is your Instagram?
Oh, it's C-H-R Loxamana. Not Chris Loxamana. The other Chris Loxamana got it. So it's just C-H-R Loxamana.
Oh, cool. So Chris Loxamana.
Chris
Loxamana. So today's theme is fall in love and don't be scared of love. You know what I mean? Don't be scared of it. A lot of people are actually scared. That's why they do the stupid things that they do. Mm-hmm. Enjoy the ride. Enjoy the person you're with. Stop worrying about things they did. Stop worrying about things they might do. Just enjoy every single minute that they are doing with you. Dang! Oh. I pulled that out the bag. I'm in love. Oh, in love. I'm in love. Love, 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 love. L-O-V-E. That's how you spell it.
Stupid.
This is the dumbest song. That was the dumbest song.
What, I like where that was heading.
Did you really?
I don't know. That was I liked the up tempo.
It was kind of good.
Kept on the love message, but picked it up a notch.
It was snappy.
Dang, really?
It's all about love.
It's all about love.
L-O-V-E.
L-O-V-E, love. Did you guys have fun today? I thought that was like a great episode.
Dude. It's a positive episode, which is
dude,
nice.
Dude, that's
people
what
need
you need.
Positivity.
You need positivity, you guys. So if you're in your cubicles right now listening, if you're driving to work in the middle of that traffic jam, if you're on the 405, which is the, well, you know, I think the 101 by far is the worst freeway in the free world. I hate the 101 North. Hate it.
Well, describe it because a lot of people are listening. They don't know.
Okay, the 101 freeway. This is the freeway going towards, you know, Malibu, that area.
Yeah.
The canyons. It's the worst freeway. Basically, it's, I don't mean to like generalize, but it's usually a bunch of old people driving on that freeway, going 10 miles slower than the speed limit. Just causing so much traffic. And it just backs your whole day up. You get off work at 4:30. Now it's 5:50. You're still sitting on the 101. You have 2 miles to your exit, but guess what? The person in front of you is only going 4 miles an hour. So it's going to be another 30 minutes before you see your son. And guess what? You need to kill that person in front of you.
That took a dark
turn. I like that. Yeah, it did. Should be legal. Really, it should be legal. It should be legal.
I always thought,
not to kill somebody, but it should be legal to like you're allowed to follow them to their house and then slash their tires. And
that's right. It's like they haven't instituted the rule where old people have to retake a driving test after they reach a certain age.
Yeah. Please. Denise.
It's not stereotypical. There are a lot of terrible old drivers.
My next door neighbor, Denise, she's 97. And she still goes to church in her car. She drives like a little Chevy Nova. Remember the Chevy Novas?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. She just breezing right down that hill. Can't see a goddamn thing. She's doing everything on feel. off feel. She's been driving this route for so long that she's just doing the timing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. I love her to death, but she should not be behind a wheel at all.
That's scary, man.
No. I had so much fun today. Did you have fun? If you're in your cubicles and if you're in love, man, spread the love.
Hey,
if you're stuck
in
traffic,
hype them on love, man.
Yo, let's go. Hey! Yo, when I say low, you say flow. Low. Stop. I really don't know how to do this call and response thing. I'm horrible, man. Was that bad?
Yeah.
Let's try it again. Let's try it again. I know how to do it now. You ready? Go. Ready? Go. One, two. Or go ahead and play it. When I say in, you say love. In, love. In, love. When I say love, you say in, love. In, love. In. Stop.
Loving.
I had it. Oh, loving. Yeah, it was loving.
It works.
Oh.
I'm loving you.
Play it. I'm loving you.
I'm loving you.
In the morning time, sometimes in the afternoon, I still think about love.
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 Love. Love. Love. Love. Love. I'm thinking about love. Go ahead, Tom, Chris.
And now when I think of you,
when he thinks of you,
I think of all the things we could do,
like play Monopoly or Jenga.
Wanna drink wine,
like expensive not cheap.
And then if you have to go pee,
go ahead and pee, girl. Squat, pee.
I'll tell you, squat right next to me.
Woo! Oh! Oh, 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 oh.
And we look each other in the eyes. And we've been doing this for a long time.
Woo! It's time to smell like
asparagus. We had a very complex dinner.
Complex dinner.
So if I ask you, please, 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 please be next to me. Oh, let me ask you, please, 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 please be next to me. And if you do,
if you do,
I'll be next to you. I love you. I love you. I really do.
Dang! Yo! We killed it again, Chris. I think we wrote three songs today, Nick.
Killers, all of them.
Our theme song today is Don't Be... I mean, our theme today on the show is Don't Be Afraid of Love. Enjoy every moment of it. It does exist. And I'm not talking about falling in love, even though that was the topic. But just be... like a loving person, man.
Yeah.
It takes so much inside of you to hate. Like, it takes so much energy to think about hating somebody. Think about how to do mean things to somebody you hate.
I was just thinking that, man. Yeah,
it does, man.
Like, talking crap on people.
It takes
being upset
so much.
It's exhausting.
It's exhausting, man. But you know what's free? And I know this sounds like really cheesy. Love, man. Like, it just happens organically. Sticking a dollar is like a Starbucks tip jar. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like just like that, or giving a homeless guy some money, or just hugging a friend when you see him instead of just shaking the hand. Like give him a hug, man.
Yeah.
Yo, call somebody in your family and just go, hey, just call to say I love you. That's all. Like, that's it. You don't even need to talk after that. You know how cool that would be if you called your sister or your brother or your mom and just go, hey, just calling to say I love you. Love you so much. Good night. Yo, they take that to, they go to bed and like, oh, that was nice. My son just said he loved me. You know what I mean?
It goes a long way.
It takes a lot. It goes a long way.
Yeah.
And I guarantee all the stuff, all the evil stuff that they were thinking about you that whole time for like 24 hours, the minute you call them and go, hey, I'm just calling to say I love you, they're like, oh, you know what? Forget it. All that stuff I was thinking about, it's done. They clear it in their head.
Yeah.
It's like an Etch-a-Sketch. It takes that much. And that's all it takes, you guys. Someone cuts you off, you don't have to lay on the horn and honk and flip them off.
No.
They made a mistake. They really did. You really got to think of it like that. I don't think anyone has actually maliciously cut somebody off on the freeway. Like they go, "Ooh, here comes a cool car."
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Let me just veer in. Yeah, they made a stupid mistake. They didn't look over the shoulder, but there's no reason for you to go crazy. Where you need to chase him for 15 miles and pull over and get into a screaming match. The guy made a mistake. And you know what? So did you. You made one a long time ago. You just forgot that you did the same thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A lot of people like to do that. They like to forget that, hey, they did the same thing also. Right?
I agree, man.
You did it too, man.
Yeah, we've all done it.
So just like, yo, it takes, you can spend 30 minutes of your life chasing this person and flipping them off and stomping on the brakes and cutting them back off and then getting into this whole road rage thing. Or you could just stop and go, oh, that guy just messed up. Big deal. Life goes on. And that takes what? 5 seconds? It's done. It's done, man. Your heart's not racing. Your blood's not boiling. And you know what? You get to go home about 30 minutes earlier. Instead of chasing some stranger around just to get out of the car in the parking lot, and you might get punched in the eye. You know what I'm saying, Nick?
I know all about the getting punched in the eye.
Knows that part.
It's love, Chris.
Yeah, you know who I love, man, too?
Who?
I love everybody who listens to this show.
Yes!
Yeah.
I love everyone that listens to this show, and this show is a great thing. The Koi Pond, you guys. Chris Loxamana, you're the best producer. Nick, thank you so much for helping me. Corolla, I love you, man. And Mom, yo, I love you. I love everybody that listens to this show.
He did it, Mom!
I did it, Mom! We gotta go out. Can we go out with my favorite song from the Nappy Roots?
Oh, I can't think of a better way.
Yes, love you, Amy. Let's go. Yes! That's the kind of day you gotta have. A good day! Don't worry about anything! Tell them, kids! We should live like kids. Yup! Ain't nobody gonna cry. Why? Because there ain't nobody.
gonna die today.
Save that drama for another day.
Good night, you guys. Thank you. That's it.
Line fresh, new cologne on. Feeling so good, change the colors to my phone. Orange Kool-Aid, go good with Patron. Oh, no, hell no. Boy. Still my ringtone, free car wash. Had to clean up the Dodge. Get back when I can, just playing my ball.